Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you as always, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I hope you guys have all had an amazing week, and I hope your weekend is even better. As always, I thank everybody for listening and tuning in, and this week's episode is called Belonging. And as I have endured, or as I am healing and trying to navigate this season of my life, you know, I was sitting down thinking, you know, where do I belong? And I think it's a question that you ask yourself after, you know, the heartbreak, after the loss of a loved one, and after, you know, having to rebuild your life after the loss of a job, and, you know, just catching up on things and things like that. You know, I've thought about everything that I've been going through, or that I've went through, rebuilding has become one of my main focuses, and I have struggled probably mentally with where do I go from here. Sometimes we, you know, can be in relationships, and on some level our identity is tied to that relationship, and then when the relationship is over, you find yourself wondering what's next. And I can say, because I've been divorced, you know, outside of the divorce, I had struggled to find myself. Who am I outside of the husband and the kids? And I was so used to the big family and doing and doing and doing and doing that I felt that that's what I always had to do. And then I found myself just giving and giving and giving and giving, and not giving myself the space to find out who I am, or who I was. And that is where I'm at today. I have been struggling to find a sense of belonging. So I have thought to myself, the best thing I can do right now is just heal, and everything else will follow. But I also think that I need to put myself out there. And the downside to that is I am scared to love again. I am scared to open up my heart to anyone. And there are some days that I even become distant with family and friends, and I think it's a coping mechanism to protect me, but also I just need that time alone to sit with me and my thoughts. So that requires for me to just sit with my thoughts some days. And sitting with my thoughts can be overwhelming. And, you know, I often resort back to what my mom told me. My mom said that God is going to strengthen and establish you. And I really began to delve into that. And the more I sit alone with my thoughts, I begin to ask God to strengthen and establish me, because I can admit that there are days that my thought process isn't the best. And I feel like a failure. I feel like I haven't accomplished what it is that I want to accomplish in my life. And it makes me angry with myself, because I feel like I've invested so much into others and not enough into myself. But it's also the thing that I love to do. I love helping people. I love giving back. And I will admit that there are times when I've given too much of myself. And I'm not angry, because I know that everybody doesn't have the same heart. But also pray and ask God to let me keep my heart, but give me wisdom and discernment ahead. And I struggle with that now, because I do not want my heart broken again. I do not want to give my all in a relationship and there's no reciprocity. And that's in any relationship, a romantic relationship, a friendship, family, whatever it may be. And I don't want to feel like I don't belong anywhere. And I know sometimes God has to separate you in order to elevate you. And I know there's seasons of isolation, and I know that there's, you know, things that God has to move, people, places, and things that God has to, you know, move and remove and get out of the way in order to get you to where he needs you to be. And it can be overwhelming. You can love somebody and they're not there anymore, and the love still lingers, because true love doesn't just go away overnight. So you sit with the pain, and you go back in your head of what could have been and what you wanted it to be, and it didn't work out, you know. And I have my days when, you know, the relationship stuff bothered me. I felt like I gave my all and, you know, I love this person and I didn't do anything to hurt them, and I hurt so bad because of the way I was hurt. And I feel so betrayed. There are times, you know, I feel the same way about the loss of my daughter. And, you know, I feel like I betrayed her. I feel like as a mother that I didn't do enough to save her. And if you've never lost a child, you probably wouldn't understand from a mother's perspective the torment that I feel some days. I take care of her two daughters, and, you know, it isn't always easy, but I thank God that he allowed me to be able to take care of them. And I'm not even going to say that, you know, it's something that I wanted, but I know it's something that's needed. And they're typical teenagers, and they give me the blues some days, but, you know, I love them and I want the best for them. And, you know, I find myself in the experiences that I've had throughout this whole process since 2023. I feel like that I have to forge my own path right now. And what I mean by that is I have to, I know I can't forge this path alone. You know, it's me and God, that I do know. But it has to be in such a way that I don't have to worry about who loves me, who don't love me, who gets me, who doesn't get me, who fits in and who doesn't fit in. And, you know, it doesn't matter. And I know I have a strong tendency to worry about the opinions of others, and I don't want anybody to think bad of me. And, you know, I want to be very much that person that does not care. Unfortunately, I'm not that person that does not care about other people's feelings. Even if they've done me wrong, that does not make me care for them any less. And I am a very forgiving person. I will forgive easily. But I've learned that, you know, of course forgiveness is for self. But I've learned that in not forgiving, bitterness can seep in, and bitterness leads to hatred. And I refuse to have hate in my heart for anyone. I don't care what they've done, you know. And, you know, I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking about my daughter. And, you know, I told you all that she died of a drug overdose. And I often think about, well, I won't say often, but every now and then it creeps in my mind, like, you know, who sold her the drugs? And the only thing I can think to say in that moment is, God, whoever sold my baby the drugs that killed her, get them off the street so that they no longer can harm anyone else's child. And who knows how many other parents are out there mourning because of this person or persons. And there are thousands of parents that are mourning the loss of a child through whatever means, sickness, drugs, being murdered. It doesn't get any easier. You just learn to cope with the days of never seeing them again, hearing their laughter in your head, and if they had children, seeing them and their children, and trying to just cope. And I think that I struggle so much because I dealt with all three things: job loss, death of my daughter, and the heartbreak, all within a matter of 45 days. And then trying to hold on to the relationship. And I think, you know, I didn't get a breather, you know, the job. Then 7 days later, my daughter died. So and then about 15 days later after that, I experienced the relationship stuff. And I feel misplaced. I feel like I need some direction. And I know that I have to trust God and His timing. But there are days where I feel so overwhelmed mentally, and I'm never angry at all, but I feel overwhelmed and I feel anxious, and I just feel like I want God to give me a right now answer. Like, I want to not hurt because of the heartbreak anymore. I think with my daughter, I'll always hurt. But I also know that I'm hurting from the heartbreak of the relationship. And it's been a year. I'm not embarrassed to say that or embarrassed by anything that I've been through. It's life. It happens. I'm glad to be able to talk about it. I know that God has a purpose and a plan. I know that soon, hopefully tomorrow, that it'll all be a distant memory for me. I know that, you know, healing takes time. It's not overnight. I'm, you know, not interested in being in a relationship right now, and I'm still healing from the one I was in. And, you know, when you're dealing with heartbreak or friendship or the loss of a friendship or anything, you think about, you know, how many years you lost and the time that you wasted. And, you know, at first I felt crazy because I love this person so much. And there was never a thought of me hurting them. And that comes from experience. You live and you learn and you grow up and you want to do things right and treat people right. And, you know, I made up in my mind that if I was to ever love anyone again, that, you know, I would never repeat cycles. I would be all in, you know. There would be no cheating. There would be transparency, and you could see my phone and all of that stuff. And, you know, maybe, you know, I did all of that and I'm proud of myself. And, you know, sometimes you just give your love to the wrong person. And maybe they needed the love that you gave. So, you know, I'm not sad about the way I loved him at all. Again, I ask God to, you know, going forward, that's with anybody in my life, friends, family, romantic partner, or whatever. It's God, give me wisdom and discernment in this season who to let in. And I take that very serious. And it pains me not being able to love the person that I was in love with. That hurts me right now to this day. And although I hate the way they did me and what they did to me, I don't hate them. And I thank God that I don't hate them, because nothing good comes from hate. I am grateful for having a platform, you know, because all of this is tied into surviving grief, whatever your grief may be. And I have struggled with finding my footing. Where do I belong? How am I supposed to love again if this is what happens? How do I navigate even beginning to let somebody in? And, you know, I don't want to drown myself in my goals and the things that I'm trying to do to take the place of healing the heartbreak, because I know I have to heal 100% from that. Because I know I'm not willing to, you know, go down that road with anybody else so that they can get hurt because I'm unhealed. And I promised God that I would heal. And I often tell you guys that I told God that I'm not going to get under nobody to get over him. And I'm not going to be going out and trying to paint the town every weekend. And, you know, and I haven't done that. I'm like, I'm committed to this thing. And you know what? Commitment to healing, it looks like some tears and some frustration and some why God and some, you know, I hate my life and why me? And, you know, and I'm like, some there are some days I would be like, God, why didn't you let me have my person? Why did you allow this to happen to me? And why? And why? He ain't answering, but I ask those questions. Why did you allow my daughter to die? Why couldn't you let her live, you know, at least for her kids, you know, why God, and why, you know, and I am trying to surrender fully that part of me that allows God to have his way, whatever that may look like, because we sometimes paint this picture in our mind of where or what we think God should be doing in our lives right now and what this moment should look like to me, because God, I go to church, God, I serve you. You know, I give my tithes and offering, Lord, you know, and I see people prospering and, you know, and I don't understand and blah, blah, blah. And God sees all of that. And that is none of your business, what God is doing with others. And I try not to worry about other people and what God is or is not doing, because it's none of my business. My main concern right now is me, C. Marie, and what I need God to do in this stage of my life. And I want the anxiety to go away without medicine. I want to be healed and whole again. And wherever I belong, I know that eventually God will put me exactly where I belong. And he will do that for you. And we won't have to wonder, do we fit in? Will we fit in? And, you know, I'm starting to think that maybe I am supposed to be creating a space for someone else to belong. Maybe I don't fit anybody's mold, or I'm not meant to belong because I'm meant to stand out. And I think that's the case, that I'm not meant to belong anywhere. Because I think if I was, I would probably be there already. But I want to trust that wherever I belong or don't belong, or whatever God is doing He has my best interests at heart. He knows the way that he takes me. And not that I'm concerned about belonging or fitting in, because I don't think I've ever been that person that wanted to fit in. I think I've always been a leader. I don't think I've been a follower. I definitely gave my mama a run for her money. And I think at my big age now, I probably still, you know, give my mom some pause. But I thank God for my mom, because she's a praying mom. And that is to me one of the highest honors you can have as a mom, is having one that will go to God on your behalf and cover you. And you know, I think about, you know, all of this week my phone's been off and I've been quiet because I've been feeling down. I haven't been my best self, and my thoughts haven't been the greatest. And my mom hasn't, I don't think she's called, but I know that she knows me already, but I know that she's praying. And I thank God for my mom, y'all. I know that when she gets up in the morning, she's calling my name out in prayer. And nobody believes it to see me, but I have 7 kids, 5 girls and 2 boys, and my daughter that, you know, passed away. And I have 17 grandkids and 1 great grandbaby. And, you know, I laugh about it, but, you know, I'm able to call all my kids' names out in prayer, but not necessarily my grandkids. And it is so funny to me, but I thank God, you know, for all my babies and my kids. And you know, I always ask God to cover them and you know, give them a do right mind, and you know, and a mind to walk worthy, and to know that God is their source and their strength. And my kids mean a lot to me, and doesn't matter how many kids you have, when you lose one, it's overwhelming. It's hard, you know, and not only am I affected, you know, her dad is affected, my children as her siblings, and the nieces and nephews and her children, you know, we're as a village, we're all affected. And you have to navigate your life without them in your life any longer. And it's not an easy journey. And that sometimes can be in with romantic relationships, death, friendships, you know. The hardest thing you will ever have to do is to bury somebody that isn't dead. You know, giving up on a person you love because they don't love you. It's overwhelming. And you got to pick up those pieces and live every day hurting and asking God why, and just trying to rebuild. And I thank God again for my village, because it takes a village, you know, to hold you up and to listen to the same story over and over and over and over again. And I have this friend, you guys, and I was telling one of my employees at work, I was telling them that, let me give you the definition of a real friend. During the time that I was out of work for 17 months, I had a friend that it was his birthday, and they were going out to eat for his birthday, and I didn't have the money to go. And my friend sent me a message and said that this is where we're going to dinner for my birthday. And it was followed by a Zelle payment of $100 to go to dinner for his birthday. That is the definition of a true friend. And I am, again, forever grateful, because who does that? Give you money to eat for their birthday dinner? My friend and my friends, you know, that's just one of my friends who did that. I've had a couple of my friends that did that for me. And I am grateful for that more than you will ever know. And I always say, be still and know. And every now and again, God reminds me, girl, be still and know. And sometimes I'm like a toddler. I struggle to be still. But every day it gets a little easier. And I trust the plans that God has for my life. And I know that if God says it, he's going to perform it. And God asks me to trust him. He said, it's bigger. That's why it's taking a little longer. But I'm going to do that for you. So when they see you, they see me. And they will know where you belong. And not only where you belong, to whose you belong. So I encourage you, whatever you're going through, if you don't think you belong anywhere or fit in anywhere, you belong to the Most High. And you can take solace in knowing that God made you a promise that he would never leave you nor forsake you. You belong to an amazing father. And I made a post the other day on TikTok that says, leave an unknown future to a known God. I encourage you to keep pushing. This isn't the end for us. We got big things to do in this world. I love you all, and and as always, I will see you next week. Here's to surviving.